Shot fired after man snuck onto U.S. military base where Air Force One is parked. By Christina Wong on February 7, 2023. A man gained unauthorized access to the housing area on Joint Base Andrews in Maryland around 11:30 a.m. Monday, prompting a resident to discharge a firearm, the base announced on social media. According to the base, security forces arrived on the scene to apprehend the intruder and law enforcement is investigating the incident. No injuries or property damage was reported. The base is home to Air Force One, the plane that flies the President of the United States. It is also where the Secretary of Defense's plane is parked. Details on the incident were scant. Task and Purpose reported that Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force Joanne S. Base's husband was involved, but it is not clear what actions her husband took. "We appreciate the outpouring of support we received after this incident," Base said in a statement on Tuesday, according to Task and Purpose. "I can confirm that my husband, Ron, was involved and is safe, thanks to the quick response and professionalism of our security forces airmen. We are grateful they were able to apprehend the individual," she said, according to the outlet, "and we will continue to work with law enforcement as their investigation continues." Residents of the base, particularly parents, were upset that they received no notification at the time of the firearm's discharge. Someone posted on the base's Facebook page, "You all need to do better. The school wasn't notified and kids were outside playing at recess. The neighbors' kids were about to go outside and play. And housing area wasn't notified to keep their doors locked. No one received any notification. This base needs to fix its protocol on notifying everyone when there is a threat. Same thing happened with the cars that rammed the gate. We have a high-profile base and you guys act like it isn't a big deal. Eating lunch and seeing an intruder in your backyard isn't okay." Task and Purpose reported that the man was taken into custody, but no further details were provided since the incident is under investigation. The base has a history of being breached. Last March, two people in a stolen car drove through a checkpoint to the base's main gate, where they fled. One armed 17-year-old was captured in that incident, but the second one escaped and later exited the base, according to the Associated Press. In February 2021, a man wearing a cap with mouse ears got onto the base and managed to climb into an official government aircraft. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.